Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his perspective on one of these topics. My next guest is the director of the Casitas Municipal Water District, District 1. He is also a prominent Ventura citizen with an interesting background. We'll discuss the water district and many aspects of his past. Bill Hicks is known to many as the longtime vice president and COO of Barber Ford in Ventura. Currently, Bill is a director at the Casitas Municipal Water District, a position that he's held for 21 years. He currently serves District Number 1. With others, and including myself, may not know about Bill is that he played basketball under Coach John Wooden as Coach John Wooden's reputation as the Wizard of Westwood was just beginning. Joining me in the studio, hi, Bill. How are you today?
Well, I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'm glad to have you back, and thanks for returning to the show. Always have something interesting to say. Your last time here, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Water District, so that's where I would like to start. Now, I'm just going to start with a simple fact. You probably know this. Many listeners may not realize it, but water costs more per gallon than gasoline. And we can certainly live without gasoline to drive our motors, but we can't live without water. And water is particularly precious here in the western United States. Now, much of California gets its water from the Colorado River. Here in Ventura County, however, we're very fortunate that we don't have to rely on the Colorado River for our water. So tell us about the role of the Casitas Municipal Water District, and in what ways does the Casitas Municipal Water District impact ordinary listeners today?
Well, first let me correct a little bit of that statement you made about Ventura County, because Ventura County does rely on state water quite a bit. It's the city of Ventura that's fortunate enough to have its own water supply, and really probably the only city south of San Francisco that can make that claim.
Oh, well, thank you for clarifying that. So that does make us unique in that regard.
Yeah, so Oxnard's hooked up, Simi Valley, Cayegas, all those are hooked up to state water.
Okay.
So we're very, very fortunate. We have groundwater, we have Lake Casitas, and then we have well water in the city of Ventura.
I see. All right, so talk to us then about water, because water is such an integral part of our economy with agriculture and everything else. Is that why agriculture grew up here in Ventura County, because of the availability of water?
Well, I think that's part of it, yes, absolutely. But the farmers now are getting squeezed quite a bit as the price keeps going up and up. We're going to go into recycling water. Oxnard's done a very good job with their sweep program. They're now recycling a lot of water, and that's going to be the new frontier is recycling water.
All right. Now, what does recycling water entail, Bill?
Well, it takes, literally, can take your toilet water and turn it into tap water. And the technology now is so good that they literally can have better water from that source than taking it out of the ground. But psychologically, people aren't at that point where they're willing to accept that yet.
Well, very true. But, I mean, why has it taken so long? With the Apollo moon missions, we used to recycle water when we were in space. We would take our wastewater, our urine,
yes,
our feces,
right,
and we would recycle that. That was 40-something years ago. Why has it taken so long for that technology to finally reach the farmers of Ventura County?
Well, I think it's a part of cost and part of psychology. I know they've been recycling water up in Salinas for quite a while and using it on crops, but then they have to disclose to the people that this crop was grown with recycled water. So it gives them a little bit of a disadvantage when they have to use the recycled water.
Well, I would think that the nutrients in the recycled water would actually make it better for the crops. Am I wrong?
There's some that are better for the crop, possibly, but there's some that aren't so good for the crop. There's an awful lot of stuff in the in the stuff that goes into these recycle plants, it's amazing how complicated it is to get it all cleaned up.
All right. So we're very fortunate here in the city of Ventura that we don't have to worry about that. Well, now what then is the role of the Casitas Municipal Water District, and what is your role as a director there?
Well, basically, we're a backup system to the city of Ventura, to the folks in Ojai. We have about 3,000 direct customers that we service, mainly in Oakview in that area. So basically, we're a backup system. When the other systems run out of water, we're there for them. And theoretically, we have, well, probably about a 15-year supply, theoretically.
All right, theoretically 15 years.
It's, you know, there's a lot of environmental things going on right now. The steelhead trout issue is really putting a squeeze on our water supply. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we've got this lawsuit going with the federal government, and we got a good outcome on it, but the judge said that the case, we won the case, but he said the case is not ripe, which meant maybe I shot Bill Frank, but until Bill Frank dies, and they know I shot him, but until he dies, he's not dead yet. That's kind of the philosophy. That's how I see it. You know, until we can't deliver water, we can't get any compensation for our lawsuit, the way I've read the judges.
Well, that's very frightening. My guest is Bill Hicks. He is an acknowledged murderer. He's trying to kill me here in the studio. But he's also with the Casitas Municipal Water District, and that's what we're talking about. I want to come back to the steelhead issue because that is very controversial, where government EPA regulations run afoul of what we need here in Ventura to stay alive. But before we do, 15 years, you say, theoretically, of water that we have access to. From where does that water come?
That water comes from the Ventura River watershed. We divert about half of the water off of the Ventura River with a small dam that we have to let so much water go down the river for the fish. But when the water's running really strong, we can divert, and that's when we get about half of our water off the Ventura River. The rest runs in from the other creeks that come into the reservoir.
The tributaries. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Now, in addition to the water supply, you're also involved in recreation with the Casitas Municipal Water District. How did that get in the mix?
Well, it's just a real blessing that we have the Casitas for fishing, and now we have a really nice water park. A lot of kids. I was just up there last Friday, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a cheap entertainment to get into the park. After 4 o'clock, it's only $5 to go in. And the kids just have a great time. I feel really good about the things we've been able to do up there in the last few years.
Well, summer is here, and so families are thinking about vacations. They're not going to wander too far from home because of the economy and other reasons. Sell it for us. Why should people go to Lake Casitas to enjoy the amenities up there, and what amenities would they have if they went?
Well, first of all, it's beautiful. Second of all, the fishing is world class. Thirdly, you can rent boats. They have a tour boat that you can go out on that the Rotary Club of Ojai has charge of, and it's very reasonable. They almost don't charge you anything to go out on it. And, of course, we have concerts up there. There's all kinds of activities. It's really exciting.
Can you camp? Can you picnic?
Oh, yeah, you can camp. You got hookups. You can camp in a tent if you want to. It's just a merit of then hiking. There's bald eagles up there nesting. There's all kinds of birds. Once in a while, a mountain lion, so you got to be a little careful. But it's just, I think, I'm just real happy with the way the place is going right now.
And what's the occupancy during the summertime for the campgrounds, for the picnic tables and things like that? Are
Boy,
you at 100% occupancy?
You put me on the spot on that one. I'm trying to remember, but it seems like somewhere between 10 and 15,000 up there we can accommodate that many.
Wow.
On any weekend, that's very possible.
So as one of the things to do, very low cost, very fun, very environmentally safe thing to do, would be to go to Lake Casitas and
Absolutely.
Enjoy the...
Not only that, we have a very good rowing program. Eric Gillette and his wife have put, I don't know if you saw the front page of the Star yesterday, but there are two rowers that are two of the top 10 rowers in the whole United States, and they're going to be trying out for the Olympics, and that's really exciting. And one kid's from Fillmore, and the other gal's from, I think, Ventura.
How exciting is that?
It was right on the front page of the Star, a big article.
Mm.
So it's really fun.
Well, a plug.
They have 55 kids in that program. Not kids, grown-ups. Kids to me. But But Eric's doing a great job, and his wife.
And that's one of the little-known secrets right here in Ventura County, is that we're going to send two people to the Olympic trials, possibly to London in 2012 for rowing. Amazing. My guest is Bill Hicks. He's with the Casitas Municipal Water District. We're talking about the water district and so much more. Bill, I want to come back and talk about the steelhead issue. For people who are new to the area, might not know the political ramifications and the lawsuit that entailed from that. Talk to us about the steelhead, and how is that an example of federal laws running amok with our local economy?
Well, you know, everybody wants to see the steelhead come back, including myself, including the board. And I don't know anybody doesn't want to see him come back. The question is, do you want to jeopardize your water supply at that expense to bring them back? And my take is, people come before fish. And number one, the steelhead isn't totally an endangered species. There's steelhead up and down the northern part of California and Oregon. They're not going out of existence. It's just that the southern steelhead is not in the Ventura River. You know, we'd love to see them come back, and we'd love to give the federal government the water, but in our lawsuit, we're asking them to reimburse us for the water, so that if we have to hook up to state water to keep our reservoir full, then we need to have that money. And it's not fair to ask just the people in the district to bear that burden. In fact, half of the people that come to the lake are from outside the district, most from L.A. and Simi Valley and Oxnard, that are not in that district. So the rest of the, if it's an endangered species for everybody, then everybody should be willing to pay a little bit to make them recover.
Pay their equal share. Now, how much are we talking about? You know, you have to file a lawsuit. That's obviously very expensive. How much are we talking about?
Well, I think our lawsuit, we've spent about $1 million on it right now, and it's been going on for 8 years. And
Years, $1 million, yeah. Somewhat resolved, although not totally resolved.
Yeah, it's still up in the air. And on our fish ladder, we've spent probably close to $10 million on the fish ladder.
Wow.
Of which $3 or $4 million of that came from the district, and the rest from outside grants. But still a lot of money. $10 million, a lot of money.
It certainly is.
We've seen a couple of steelhead in the river. We've got a full-time biologist that we hire from University of Oregon, or Oregon State, I'm sorry, to come down. He comes down like every other week and does all these studies. And it's very expensive, and we haven't seen a whole lot of results yet, and we're still hoping that they can come back with the water that we're capable of releasing.
Well, we all hope that they come back. There's no question. I think everyone shares your sentiment in that. It's just a question at what cost. We're talking $1 million. We're talking a full-time biologist. We're talking a lot of expense just in order to try to revive the southern steelhead here in Ventura County. My guest is Bill Hicks with the Casitas Municipal Water District. Bill, I'm changing gears completely on you right here. I want to go back in your life, which you have had a very distinguished life, but all the way back to your college days. And something that I didn't know until doing research for this interview is that you played basketball, college basketball at UCLA. And you played under the late, great Coach John Wooden. Now, this marks the second anniversary, the month of the second anniversary of John Wooden's death. He died at 99 back in 2010. You had the fortune of playing for him before he was known as the Wizard of Wall Street. So I just want to explore some of the myths and some of the legends around John Wooden. First of all, he used to start every practice, every season, with how to put on your shoes and socks. Is this fact or fiction?
No, that's fact.
It is. So
he
what would he
said
take
to have
there?
Two pairs of socks, not one, because that lessened the friction on your feet.
And lessened the friction on your feet, and he told you how to smooth out the socks and put on the shoes, I mean down to how to tie the laces.
That's true.
And that was the level of detail that Coach Wooden brought to the game?
His whole philosophy was, it's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. Of course, that's a contradiction, but it's true. That's how detail-oriented he was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, playing college basketball today, you know, we think of the superstars that have gone through there, the Michael Jordans, the Kareem Olajuwons, people like that. When you were playing, you're certainly a very tall man, you could play basketball today, but what was it like playing at UCLA? What was basketball like when you were on the team?
Well, you know, Coach was a great coach at that point, but he wasn't a national figure that he became later on, so it was different. Our team was the first Final Four team. We went to Louisville, and lost both games. That's when you played for second place. We lost both games by 2 points.
Oh, my.
And we really, so we could have had another national championship with just a little bit of better luck. We actually had the ball. Walt Hazard was dribbling back and forth, stalling to take the last shot. And one of their players, Cincinnati guys, jumped in front of Walt and did the old pulled the trunks and took a flop, and they gave the ball back to Cincinnati. They go down, hold the ball for the last shot, and a guy that hadn't made a point all game threw in about a 30-footer, and it went in, and we lost by 2 points.
Oh,
the heartbreak.
Boy, you can't plan for something like that, can you?
Then we lost to Wake Forest the next night, and Billy Packer was on that team, by the way, and
yeah, well, we remember Billy Packer. Billy Packer, now the sports announcer for CBS. Prior to that, he was the coach at Wake Forest, and prior to that, of course, he was a player there, too. So coming back, you mentioned Walt Hazard. Who was the greatest basketball player that you had the chance to either play with or against in your college career?
Well, of course, we played against Jerry West, so you'd have to say he was the greatest player. But, you know, Jerry Lucas was probably as good as you're going to get. I was fortunate enough to be able to start that game. And I stole the ball, went in for a layup. I was sure I was all by myself, and all of a sudden this hand came over the top of my head, pinned the ball to the backboard, and it was Big Jerry, man.
Oh,
He was good, and he was quick.
Yeah.
He, you know, he was, I don't know, 6'10 in those days, but he could shoot, he could move. He was a great player.
You didn't draw the honor of guarding him on a regular basis.
No chance.
Not a chance. All right, great. My guest
and
is, go ahead.
Bobby Knight was on that team, too.
He was, yeah. And an amazing, when you think about the legends of basketball, and they all started in the era that you were playing. Now, Coach Wooden was known for developing his assistant coaches. There was Gary Cunningham, of course, Denny Crum. Some of these guys went on to legendary college coaching careers on their own. Who were the assistant coaches when you were there, and who stands out in your mind besides Coach Wooden himself?
Well, Bill Putman was one of the coaches, and he was a great player at UCLA. He was a good coach. And then Jerry Norman, also an All-American, was our assistant coach, and Jerry did a lot to help the program. He, to my recollection, was one of the ones that really put in that zone press and really made it work.
Wow.
And
legendary.
We did have good assistant coaches, Bill Putman and Jerry Norman, to my mind.
No doubt about that. My guest is Bill Hicks. Well, Bill, most 18, 19-year-olds sort of have a rebellious streak. Did you ever chafe underneath the Wooden system?
Well, not really. I mean, we were deathly afraid of Coach. You know, I mean, guys go, somebody asked me the other day, did you ever go down to his office? I said, not unless I was in trouble.
That is great. Wonderful recollections. My guest has been Bill Hicks. He is with the Casitas Municipal Water District. Prior to that, he was with Barbara Ford. And prior to that, he was in college at UCLA playing basketball. Bill, thank you so much for coming in. If people want to learn more about the water district, they maybe want to learn more about the camping recreation facilities, where would you direct them
to
go?
We have a great website, this Casitas municipalwaterdistrict.com.
Just
go on there and plug it in, and we've got a great website. You can reserve your spots up there now. We just put that in about 6 months ago, and it's working very well, and you can learn all about the district and what's available up there.
That is marvelous. Bill, thank you so much for coming in and being my guest here on the Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.